event, and we happen to have the eight front row seat here.
The flood of record here in 1943 was about where those weeds are right there.
Sometimes small universities aren't seen as being lucky enough as we are at UIS to be a part of something significant that always seems like it's happening somewhere else. It's happening here.
I'm delighted to see this campus, UIS, involved here. It indicates a maturity evolving with the campus where it takes on these kinds of projects. It's more than just a small campus. It is an enterprise that has the capacity to do these things. I'm frankly impressed with what I've seen.
The fact that this is going back to the land, how the land is utilized, going back to its very nature, the fact that really what we're seeing here is where the Mississippi River was, and I just learned that today, originally came through this part of Illinois before the Ice Age, before it was diverted back over to the western side. I think it's for us as a university, it helps us to continue to reinforce our mission.
What we saw today was a wonderful example of what happens when great professors really get engaged with the environment. We have a number of professors who are involved with this project, from Director Michael Lemke to Professor Keith Miller, many, many other faculty, and they saw an opportunity here at Emequan to partner with the Nature Conservancy. The result is this beautiful Thurkelson Field Station and numerous research projects that are now involving scientists from around the world.
We have people who come here from SIU, from Brazil, Japan, UIUC, of course, and of course our own UIS.
I think it's a great example of the role of the university in the life of the state. I think a collaborative effort with the private sector, with private individuals, with the Nature Conservancy, and then to work with the state represented by so many of the different agencies, to work with the federal government, to understand what's going on with the Army Corps, to blend all of those things together and to play a leadership role.
It's a great example of what a university does, and I'm so proud that we're doing this right here in Illinois. It gives us such a sense of place, and it's really a treasure for our university. I don't want you to miss that last slide, and just a final welcome to the University of Illinois Springfield.
Well, thank you. It was so nice for me to go to Emequan to actually attend a university activity without wearing a navy blue suit. And I will point out that that Ed and I were both there, but they didn't allow us to drive the boat.
That's true.
And it was a good reminder that, you know, we're just the trustees, that the university is run by professionals. we know our place on the boats, and we know our place here. So thank you very much, Susan. Appreciate that. Well, Ed is chair. Could we take us through the
Absolutely.
Budget and Finance Committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, my compliments to everyone who coordinated that trip. That was very worthwhile. For me, it was returning home back to very near where I grew up, so it was really great. The Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance Committee met at 1 p.m. on October 29th. Members of the committee present, constituting a quorum, were Trustees McMillan, Oliver, Montgomery, and Student Trustee Tinkin. We also had both other student trustees there also, Poliski and Thomas. Minutes of the committee meeting of September 4th were approved without corrections and additions. There were three major presentations. First of all, Vice President of Academic Affairs, Christophe Pierre, made a presentation of the FY14 tuition and financial aid context, which I believe was also repeated yesterday in the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. Vice President Knorr made a presentation on the revenue bond financing for capital improvements for the Medical Center in Chicago. Associate Vice President Mike Bass reported on diversity in FY12 construction contract awards by the university. In addition, Mike Bass and Heather Habernecker presented capital items and purchase recommendations to the committee for its consideration. I would acknowledge that seven items are on the agenda today put forward by the committee. I won't cover them in detail, but it's items 10 through 16. At approximately 2:20 p.m., we had three major supplier vendors to the university that made presentations to the committee. The vendor supplier presentation